Hey everyone and welcome. Today we're diving deep into building a customer-driven culture. We're going to be taking a look at the CX and culture connection and figuring out how to make your company's culture translate to great experiences for your customers.
Yeah, it's a connection that a lot of people miss. You know, companies can spend so much time and money on product upgrades and marketing, but sometimes they forget about what's happening day to day.
It's like you're trying to frost a cake, but you made it with sawdust instead of flour. Yikes. The book talks about this and calls it, well, the foundation of culture. And it uses this metaphor. I love the experience collage.
Yeah, it's not just one interaction, right? It's all of the different feelings and associations that a customer walks away with. Think about your favorite coffee shop. Sure, the caffeine is nice, but it's that whole vibe that keeps you coming back for more. It's true. The smell of the beans, the music, even like that barista that knows your order without you saying anything. Suddenly, it's not just a cup of coffee. It's an experience. And this book says that businesses need to be more than just transactional. They need to tap into that same feeling.
And those feelings are powerful. We don't always realize it, but they drive most decisions that we make.
Yeah.
Like 95%, actually. So how do we, as businesses, tap into that?
That is the question, isn't it? And that's where the book gets really interesting. It's about looking beyond what's right in front of you. It uses examples like Lego or Nike. These brands have figured out how to build a community, like a shared passion with their customers.
Exactly. People want to feel like they're part of something bigger than just buying a product. It's about creating those connections, that feeling of belonging that turns customers into like raving fans.
Yeah.
But where do we even begin?
So the book says that it all starts with something called cultural behaviors. Basically, all of those little actions and mindsets that kind of build up your company's culture. But how do we actually change how people act? It feels kind of big and vague.
That's the million-dollar question right there. And it's definitely not about those cheesy posters they put up in break rooms. This book says we have to think about culture as like a hiring criterion.
So you mean looking beyond what's on their resume, their skills and experience?
Absolutely. It's about finding people who already like genuinely care about the customer experience. You can teach someone to use a certain software, sure, but you can't really teach them to really care about customer problems.
Okay, so we're hiring the right people. What's next? How do we get this cultural movement going?
Right, and it's got to be a movement, not just like orders from the higher-ups.
Have you ever worked somewhere where it felt like everyone was truly passionate about the company's mission? It's a whole different level of energy.
Totally. And there's a great example in the book, USAA. They're always at the top for customer service. And I think a lot of it comes down to how they treat military families. It's all about going above and beyond. Mm-hmm. It's in their hiring, their training. They celebrate it. They really live it.
It really makes you realize that good customer experiences don't just appear out of nowhere. There's a method to it. This all sounds great in theory, but how do we actually like put this into practice? I feel like we need a bridge from the big picture to the day-to-day.
And the book gets into that too. There's a whole framework called Ideate Test Scale.
Ideate, so that's coming up with ideas, right? Brainstorming.
Exactly. But it's not just throwing ideas at a wall and seeing what sticks. You have to really know what your customers need and what problems they're having. Then you can start thinking up solutions. The test part is all about approaching things like a lean startup.
I love that. It's way better to test ideas on a small scale first instead of spending years on a project that might not even work.
Right. It's about those small wins that make a big difference in the long run. And then, and only then, you scale it, roll it out to everyone.
Okay, so we've talked about the big picture. We've got a framework. But what about the employees themselves? They're the ones talking to customers every day. How do we prepare them to deliver those incredible experiences?
Yeah, and this is where the book's focus on intrinsic motivation was really interesting to me. You have to create a workplace where people feel valued, where they feel like their work has meaning.
They don't want to feel like just another cog in the machine.
Exactly. It's about tapping into those intrinsic motivators, feeling like you have a purpose, feeling like you belong, and having opportunities to grow. When people feel connected to something bigger than themselves, that's when they go above and beyond.
There's this point the book makes that I wanted to bring up. It asks if we're so focused on getting the answer right that we forget to ask the right questions. Made me think.
That's such a good point. Are we making it easy for people to speak up, you know, to challenge the way things are and bring new ideas to the table? That's so important when you're building a customer-driven company.
So we've laid the groundwork. We've got our teams excited about customer experience, but how do we keep this going? This is where the book talks about a self-sustaining CX machine. Sounds kind of complex. Is this something only big companies with lots of resources can do?
Not at all. It's about making customer experience part of how your company operates. One interesting idea is making these initiatives self-funding.
Wait, so you're saying we can save money by improving customer experience? How does that work?
It's not magic. It's strategy. The book breaks it down into three main things. First, you got to streamline your research. Like, instead of always going to those big consulting firms, how can you get customer insights more efficiently?
Okay, so use what you have already.
Right. Maybe it's using data you already have, or building online communities, or even just talking to your employees who work with customers every day.
Less overhead, more direct communication. Makes sense. What's the second thing?
It's about how you think about talent. Do you need a huge permanent team for every single part of CX? Or can you be more, you know, adaptable?
I see. So bringing in people for specific projects when you need them.
Exactly. Using freelancers and experts. This book talks about that a lot.
So you're not paying for a full-time salary when you don't need it all year.
Exactly. It's just a more flexible and cost-effective approach. And the final piece of the puzzle is what the book calls leadership capacity.
And that doesn't just mean CEOs and executives.
Right. It's about growing those leadership skills at every level.
I like that. So anyone can take charge and make decisions to make things more customer-focused. So this self-sustaining CX machine is more about building a culture than just setting up rigid systems.
You got it. It's about everyone feeling responsible for the customer experience.
Yeah.
And that actually brings us to the book's final point. It's a bit thought-provoking. It says that sometimes those traditional company structures, you know, the rigid hierarchies, they can actually get in the way of great customer experience.
So it's not enough to just change our product or service. We have to rethink how the whole company is set up.
Exactly. The book wants us to imagine a company that's much more adaptable, you know, one that can keep up with the changing needs of customers.
Wow, this deep dive was packed with info. Building a customer-driven culture is definitely a marathon, not a sprint. But this book, The CX and Culture Connection, gives us a really great starting point.
It really does. It's a great resource for anyone who wants to make customer centricity more than just a buzzword.
And for our listeners, if you want to go even deeper, I highly recommend checking out the book. There's even more in there, like real-world examples and templates that you can use.
Don't forget, the most important part is taking that first step. What's one thing you can do today to make your team or company more customer-driven?
That's something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep those customer experiences top of mind.